The name of every Yontif reflects its core theme. On Sukkot, we sit in the Sukkah. On Rosh Hashanah, we mark the beginning of a new year. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement. But the name Shavuos seems unrelated to Matan Torah. In fact, the Torah itself calls it Yom HaBikurim. So what does the name Shavuos actually represent? So the literal translation of Shavuos is weeks, referring to the 7 weeks that lead up to the Yontif, the period known as Sfiras HaOmer. So why is the lead-up emphasized more than the day itself? What's so significant about the preparation period? So we know, for all Yomim Tovim, Chazal instituted a 30-day period of preparation. The Gemara says, She'alem v'darshin shloishim yom koidem achak. We begin learning the halachas of every Yontif 30 days in advance. But for Shavuos, we are given unprecedented 49 days. So why does Shavuos require such an extended and intense preparation? And the answer is, because Shavuos isn't just about doing, it's about becoming. It's about changing our perspective. And that kind of inner transformation takes time. In recent years, neuroplasticity has become a buzzword in psychology and science and self-improvement. It refers to the brain's remarkable ability to rewire and reshape itself. Neuroplasticity allows us to learn new skills, adapt to change, overcome trauma, and reshape thought patterns. It's how people learn languages, recover from strokes, and even overcome conditions like OCD and ADHD and anxiety and depression. It used to be believed that the adult brain was fixed from the day we are born until our last day. But we now know it's adaptable throughout a person's entire life. Every thought, every emotion, every habit literally reshapes our brain. You're constantly rewiring it, whether you realize it or not. You can use this power purposefully or let it run on autopilot. But either way, it's happening constantly. The key to using neuroplasticity effectively is consistency. Repeating a new behavior or way of thinking again and again causes real physical changes in the brain. Want to break a bad habit? Whether it's smoking or drinking or gambling or even negative thinking, interrupt a pattern consistently. Replace it with a positive thought. But it doesn't happen overnight. This takes time and mindfulness and constant thought. So now perhaps we understand why Shavuos requires such a prolonged period of preparation. Because most Yomim Tovim focus on physical mitzvahs. Sitting in the sukkah, shaking the lulav, eating matzah, blowing the shofar. But Shavuos is different. Its focus is internal, a mindset and perspective and spiritual transformation. And inner work is much harder than physical rituals. Changing our perspective to the point where we become a receptacle for Torah takes time and effort. This is why this Yontif is called Shavuos. Because it doesn't just begin on the sixth day of Sivan. It begins 49 days earlier with the counting of the Omer when we prepare to become eligible to receive the Torah. Shavuos is not just about celebrating the Torah. It's about becoming someone who is ready to receive the Torah. Sometimes we wonder, why do some people come into Shavuos deeply inspired, learning all night, connecting with Torah, and the Yontif of Shavuos has such a tremendous impact on them? While others, they stay up an extra hour on the first night and sleep through the next 2 days. And the answer is preparation. Those who use the 49 days to work on themselves every day, step by step, are ready for the experience. They've opened themselves up to the transformative power of Torah. Lahavdil, there's an NBA player by the name of Steph Curry. He's without doubt the best shooter in NBA history. In his 16-year career, he has made over 4,000 three-point shots, a full 25% more than the second highest player. When the game is on the line, his team looks for him to take the last shot to win the game. Why is he greater than anyone else? Because he's the most prepared. It's reported that he takes 300 three-point practice shots every single day. That's approximately 110,000 practice shots a year. Times 16 years, that's an unbelievable 1.8 million practice shots. For every three-pointer that he made in the NBA game, he took about 450 practice shots. So no wonder he's so well prepared. That is the lesson of Shavuos. We're given 49 days to prepare for one moment of Kabbalah Satara. If we prepare properly, We can walk into that moment ready to receive something life-changing. Just as neuroplasticity reshapes the brain, Torah reshapes the soul. These days, we have the power to grow and steig. So on Shavuos, we don't just commemorate Matan Torah. We become someone worthy of receiving the Torah. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.